Welcome to the Wellness Group. Listen to these and have a think about whether any of these resonate with you. You know, if I had a family and a husband, it would be so much easier for me to cook healthy meals because I would be able to cook for everyone. I would have other people to cook for. You know, if I was single, it would be much easier for me to eat in a healthy way because I'd only be cooking for myself. I wouldn't be cooking for other people. I find that when I'm cooking for other people, I'm not able to eat as healthily as I want to because I'm tending to their needs. If I didn't run my own business and I just had a 9-to-5, it would be so much easier for me to organize my time and get to the gym, organize my lunch, organize my dinner, cook for myself. If I didn't have a 9-to-5 and I ran my own business, it would be so much easier because I would have more command over my time. I would be able to organize my time in a way that I could get to the gym, that I could cook for myself, that I could organize my meals, that I could meditate, that I could do things that are important to me. It's so important that we understand it's not our environment. It's what we do with our environment. There will always be reasons that we can find. There will always be excuses that we can find that make it difficult for us to get things done that are important. It's so important that we recognize where we are allowing our mind to go, where we are allowing ourselves to take our thoughts. Because if we allow it, those thoughts will stop us from achieving what we really want to achieve with excuses that so many people around us would validate. So many people around us will say, yeah, no, absolutely. It's difficult with a family. I get it. Because they're using that excuse as well. Or you might have single friends that say to you, yeah, completely. If I had a family, it would be different. When you live on your own and cook for yourself, there's no point. If we look for it, we will always have people that want to validate our excuses with us. It is so vital that we recognize this and we start seeking other people that don't make those excuses. Everyone has heard the saying, you are the sum of the 5 people you surround yourself with. And that is so incredibly true. It's really, really important that we surround ourselves with people that make reasons, that give reasons, that make reasons, that find reasons to make things happen, instead of finding excuses and making excuses as to why they don't. If we really want to achieve something, it's really important that we seek these people that are finding and searching for ways to make that happen in their life. They're acting, they're doing, and they're being everything they speak of. It doesn't mean that you have to get rid of friends that are not doing that. But it does mean that you stop talking to them about things that about the excuses that you're making, it does mean that you stop talking to them about the excuses so you can have validation from an external source about the fact that your excuses are valid. These people will not help you to grow. Find people this week. Find a person or two people or three people. Find those people that are doing the thing that you want to do. If you want to be able to run really well, find some people that are running really well. Be around them. Learn from them. Listen to the language they use. Notice what they do. If you want to find people, if you're wanting to eat in a way that really supports your goals, be around people that are doing that. Watch them. Learn from them. Be guided by them. Don't surround yourself with people who are eating cake and making excuses as to why they are. It's incredibly important that we find those people that will lift us. And in doing that, we can be lifted and lift others also. It's so incredibly important that we find people who can help us to find the reasons to do things in life, not to find the excuses as to why we can't. So make sure you're real with yourself, real with the people in your life, and you understand what people are contributing to your life. Some people are great because they're great fun friends. Some people are great because they're just wonderful to be around. We also need people in our life that really contribute to us in a positive way, that lift us, that help us to find reasons in our life to seek more of what we want, to seek more of what really contributes to our life in a positive way. So make sure this week you find those people. You find them to be around, to learn from, to be guided by. Because being around those people is definitely going to help you to lift and to find the reasons, not to make the excuses. Have a think. Write down some names. Be around them. Talk to them. If you have to, ask them. Say to them, hey, look, you're doing this. It's what I want to do. Can I ask you some questions? Can I learn from you? How do you do that? A whole world will open up for you when you find the people that are making reasons and not making excuses. Have a great night. Bye for now.